Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome aboard. That's a nautical term, you know, and I've got to admit, I've been spending some time on my bass boat that I own with my best friend Rusty Johnson. We've gotten out a couple of times on our home lake of Potholes Reservoir in eastern Washington, where we both live, and the first time out, we were fishing a cold front. We usually don't do too well, but we actually scratched out a five-fish limit, including a nice 4.1-pounder and one that was over 3.5. And yesterday, we got out again. The weather was a lot nicer. It was 63 degrees. And we did scrape up a few bass, but it was kind of a weird pattern in terms of we couldn't really pattern them. We caught some off submerged willows that were fairly deep. We caught others that were only 3 feet deep or 2 feet deep, close to shore. Just kind of a weird day, but still a really fun day to be on the water. And of course, spending the day with your best friend fishing, it's hard to beat that. This week on the show, we've got some great guests for you I think you're really going to enjoy. In just a minute or so, you're going to hear from Corey Hart. He's with the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department, and they are putting on several seminars this spring about catching brown bullhead. It's a species you don't hear about a lot, but they're plentiful across much of the United States, and they're fun to catch, and they're good to eat. After that, we're going to talk to Bob Olson. He is the coordinator for Hunt of a Lifetime Foundation in Colorado and Wyoming. He's going to tell you more about this foundation that's been a sponsor of this show for a couple of years now, about the great work they do, and about some memorable hunts that he's been able to put together for kids with life-threatening illnesses. After that, we'll be talking to Bass Pro Adam Rasmussen. Adam fished his first Bassmaster Classic last month, and he got second place. Only lost out by 3 pounds, cashed a $50,000 paycheck, and he is gung-ho'd to fish a bunch of the Bass Opens this year with a goal of coming right back to the Classic and winning it next year. As you know, one of my favorite segments of this show is our record fish segments, and those usually cover a minute or so, but we've got something else to share with you about a 9-minute conversation with Rebecca Jones. She lives in Oregon, and she is primarily a self-taught hunter and angler, an adult learner, fairly new to the sport, but she loves to go fishing. And she was out on the jetty at Tillamook Bay, and she reeled in something very special. It's a fish you probably never heard of. I never had before. It's called a monkey face prickleback. And this monkey face prickleback, weighing in at 4.8 pounds, is a pending world record. I think you're going to absolutely love the story that Rebecca tells about catching the fish, figuring out what it was, trying to get it weighed, and then what she did with the fish in the end. Next on America Outdoors Radio, we are heading to Vermont because the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department is holding a series of introductory bullhead fishing clinics. With us here to tell you more about it is Corey Hart. He's the education specialist for the agency. Corey, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, John, for having me. I'm really excited to talk bullhead fishing with you today. They're a really interesting species that are really abundant across the state and actually surprisingly easy to catch.
The brown bullhead actually has some nicknames. Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners what some of them are?
The more common ones that you hear them refer to are bull pout or horn pout, but depending on the region that you're in, it could be referred to as one of probably 15 different names. There's a lot of species out there that are like that. So I actually grew up in Maine originally, and I was always referred to lake trout as a pogue. I come out to Vermont, and now they're referred to as lake trout. So wherever you are, species often have many different names to them. The same thing goes for brown bullhead, where in your region you might call them horn pout or bull pout. They're all the same species.
Let's talk a little bit about the bullhead. You know, they range across America. We've got yellow bullhead where I live. You've got brown bullhead over there. But they're kind of a Rodney Dangerfield of fish to some extent. A lot of folks, you know, just catch them incidentally while fishing for other species. But they fight really well, and they're really good table fare too, aren't they?
They're actually delicious. So we have four species of catfish in Vermont. We have channel cats, stone cats, which are a state endangered species, and then we have yellow bullhead and brown bullhead as well. Brown bullhead can be found pretty much statewide. They're really abundant across Vermont, and what we see is most anglers will actually target them during the spring right as they're moving in their spawning runs, and that starts within about 2 to 3 weeks after ice out. This year, the run's been delayed a little bit as we, every time it seems like we're out of winter, another snowstorm hits us, which sets us back a little bit this year. But if you're just looking to go out and get some table fare, they're a really good way to fill your freezer.
Well, and bullhead, very aggressive fish. You know, I've caught them bass fishing using spinner baits and crank baits, but that's not the best way to catch them. It's actually really simple when it comes to catching these fish, isn't it?
Extremely simple. So with any catfish, they thrive in murky waters. So basically what they're doing is they're on the bottoms with their whiskers or barbells, and they're looking for food sources. So if you're fishing in a slow-moving body of water with a nightcrawler or another piece of bait, such as either a hot dog or anything like that, and you just let it sit. So the longer you let that bait sit out there, the higher the chance of you actually catching a brown bullhead are. And the fish is actually going to come to you. So you don't have to throw crankbaits or anything like that. Just a bait on the bottom and slow-moving water is really the way to go.
Let's talk about what you're going to cover in these introduction to bullhead fishing clinics.
Yeah. So the programs are designed for anyone. So we have folks that come to these programs that have never picked up a fishing rod before, and then we have folks that have been fishing their entire life that are just looking to learn how to catch brown bullhead, as it's a species that maybe they've never targeted before. So right off the bat, we focus on location. So where are you going to want to set up for these species? Not every body of water is going to be the same. So why are certain areas going to hold those bullhead versus others, especially during the springtime? And then we go over basic knot rigging. So we rig up very simply, just with a casting sinker up on a leader, with a bead separating the casting sinker from your barrel swivel, with about a foot and a half leader. I prefer a longer shank hook. It makes it a little bit easier to take out of the mouth of the bullhead as you're working with it. And then we just walk everybody through, you know, basic casting basics. One of our wardens will come out and go over regulations with everybody and answer any questions folks may have. And one of the really neat aspects of the program is we're actually fishing at night. So a lot of folks have never even thought of going out fishing during the evening hours before. So just being out there on the riverbank at night is a really unique experience for people. And lastly, if we catch a bullhead, we'll show you how to fillet it up.
And, you know, they say there's more than one way to skin a cat. But when it comes to a catfish, that can be a little different than filleting up a walleye or a bass. So I'm glad you're including that part. Let's talk about the fact the space is limited, just 30 registrants. I presume this is limited just to Vermont residents?
Our programs are open to anybody, so they're all free, and you can register right on vtfishandwildlife.com. But we do limit it to 30 just due to space requirements.
Sure, I completely understand. So to our listeners tuning in from New Hampshire today, I know some are also tuning in from Vermont listening to those New Hampshire stations. This is for you. Let's give out the dates and the times and the locations.
Yeah, so we have three programs coming up. The first is going to be on Friday, April 26th. At Stonebridge Dam in Panton. And you can register for all of the programs right on our website at vtfishandwildlife.com. The second is at Max Bend up in Swanton on the Missisquoi Wildlife Refuge, and that is Thursday, May 2nd. And the last is Wednesday, May 15th at Hoyt's Landing in Springfield. And that is actually right on the Connecticut River, directly across from New Hampshire. So for your New Hampshire listeners, that would be perfect for them. On all of the programs run from 6:30 to 9 at night.
All right. Well, it sounds like all sorts of fun. But, Corey, as much fun as these clinics look like they're going to be, I'm pretty sure our listeners in states like Arkansas and Missouri and California are not going to be able to attend. But I understand you've actually got a YouTube video that's a clinic in itself.
We do. And what's really nice about this is no matter if you're, you know, you're out west or wherever you are, the techniques are pretty much the same. So for you listeners that are out there and are looking to learn about ground bullhead but aren't able to attend a clinic, you can go right to our YouTube page, Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department, and look up the video, which is called How to Catch Bullhead in the Spring. And you'll see a short 7-minute video that shows you how to actually rig up your equipment and be successful at catching bullhead during the spring.
Sounds like a great resource. If you've never targeted bullhead before, the introduction to bullhead fishing clinics, this is for you. And I congratulate you for putting these on every spring. This is a great educational opportunity and a great way to get folks hooked on fishing for this iconic species. Corey, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
No problem. Thank you for having me, John.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer an affordable platform to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting host John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. But hurry, if you wait too long, this big opportunity might just get away. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Northwest Oregon's Tillamook Coast is not only the place to go for cheese and ice cream, but also for outdoors fun. Hook into a salmon in Tillamook Bay or one of the rivers flowing into it. Harvest tasty clams from our bays and pull up a crab reen or pot full of big, Dungeness crab. Visit our parks, walk the beaches, explore our forests, and enjoy our coastal communities. You are going to love it here. Plan your trip today at TillamookCoast.com. That's TillamookCoast.com.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26th, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Bob Olson on the line, volunteer lead for the Hunt of a Lifetime Foundation in Wyoming and Colorado. And Hunt of a Lifetime Foundation, you hear about them every week on the show. They've been a sponsor the last couple of years. They do some great work. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the opportunity.
So why don't you tell our listeners exactly what the Hunt of a Lifetime Foundation does?
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit volunteer organization. The mission of fulfilling outdoor wishes, mostly hunting and fishing wishes for young people 21 and under that have been diagnosed with life-threatening illnesses or conditions.
And how did you get involved with the organization?
I read about the organization 20-plus years ago. I'm going to say 2002, 2001 in there, in one of the outdoor magazines, Field and Stream or Sports of Field, one of those. And there was an article about Tina and the founding of the Hunt of a Lifetime Foundation. And I reached out to her at that time and had a conversation and said I would be interested in being involved and I could do some things and help probably create some destinations for hunting in particular in both Colorado and Wyoming. So that was the beginning of my involvement with the foundation.
And Tina Pattison, folks, is the founder of Hunt of a Lifetime Foundation. She lost her son, Matthew, back around the time that the organization was founded due to cancer. And she was able to take him on a real special hunt. And about a year later, she was contacted by somebody else who said, hey, we would like to have our son, Matthew, go on a hunt. Can you help us out? He also is suffering from a life-threatening illness, and that's how Hunt of a Lifetime was born. So let's talk about some of the recent hunts or adventures that youth with these life-threatening illnesses have been able to enjoy in Colorado and Wyoming.
Sounds great. Yeah, at the time I got started with Hunt of a Lifetime, I was still working a full-time job, so I had some involvement, but in the last 6-7 years, I have been able to ramp up my involvement and devote a good deal more time and energy to Hunt of a Lifetime. My efforts really are largely around identifying destinations for hunts in Colorado and Wyoming and creating relationships with landowners, land managers, guides and outfitters, whoever might be associated with those particular properties. So I'm on the coordinating and fulfilling side of the foundation. We do a number of elk hunts in Colorado and Wyoming. We're one of the primary destinations to fulfill the request for elk hunts that ultimately come into Hunt of a Lifetime Foundation. So young people who want to hunt elk, Colorado and Wyoming are obviously on their list of possible destinations. Probably one of the more memorable ones for me occurred last fall here in Colorado. We had a young lady who was actually confined to a wheelchair, about 20 years old, from Pennsylvania, and her wish was to come out here, and she came with her mother and father and actually her sister as well on what was an extended trip. But our hunting took place on a fairly nearby property here in the greater Denver area, outside of Denver a bit. And she was successful in taking an elk one evening in her hunt from a wheelchair setup. And it was just one of the more satisfying or gratifying experiences. John, I'll tell you that one of the things I strive to do is to make sure that we can create a really positive experience for the people who generously host us on hunts and contribute their resources to make it all possible. Make sure that they're hopefully enjoying the benefits and feelings that go along with doing that. And this was just one of those special occasions where, you know, people were excited and the emotions ran high. And it was really one of the more memorable and impactful hunts that we've probably done. And the people who participated in it that host it have told me that these hunts just create an impact that they don't have an opportunity to quite experience with the typical normal hunting experience that goes on. So I think we're packing not only the youth and their parent or adult companion who accompanies them, preferably parents, but we're also creating impact for those people who are generously hosting us and providing assets and resources to make it all happen.
The show today is being heard on KFKA out of Greeley. It's also being heard in several stations in Wyoming, but it's also being heard nationwide. And there's kind of three groups of people that can really help the Hunt of a Lifetime Foundation. And one of them, you just referenced, are landowners. You know, there's landowners who may have some deer on their property or some elk on the property or bear on the property. And if they want to help, how should they go about doing so?
So probably the first place to go to would be huntofalifetime.org. Run it all together, one word, huntofalifetime.org. It'll take you to the foundation's website. We have a host of information there. Those that are inclined to support us financially, we always have a need for financial support. That can be done that way. There are also volunteer questionnaires for guides and outfitters that we ask be completed, questionnaires for volunteers that would like to get involved anywhere, actually anywhere in the country, because we do reach across the country. And we also have our application paperwork for youth that are interested in applying for a hunt. They can download the paperwork there and fill it out and send it in to headquarters, which is where Tina will receive it, and she reviews and kind of makes the decisions on hunts based on those applications. Can also reach us by phone. Phone number, which actually would go directly to Tina. She's, you know, operating as president of the foundation, continues to do so. She can be reached at 814-572-4387 in Pennsylvania.
That number again, 814-572-4387. And you can just go to donations or sponsorship at huntofalifetime.org. And, you know, landowners are an important part of this. Guides who are willing to go ahead and donate a hunt to one of these kids that are suffering from a life-threatening illness, you can also help out that way. And maybe you want to volunteer. Maybe you want to do like Bob's doing and help coordinate some of these hunts in the area you live in. Or if you just want to donate, you know, these trips cost money. They're absolutely free to the kids. Everything's included, but you need money to fuel this machine, which is Hunt of a Lifetime Foundation, because they're doing great work and they can't do it without some financial help. So again, consider going to huntofalifetime.org. and helping out, whether it just be through a financial donation, whether it be through time as a volunteer, or donating a hunt as a guide, or maybe making your property available for a hunt as a landowner, it all helps make some special dreams come true for these kids who are in a really tough fight, a fight for their lives and just want a means to escape and have a wonderful time through a wonderful hunt. Bob, thanks for what you do, and thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
John, thanks for the opportunity and the additional reinforcement of the work that Hunt of a Lifetime does. We have a lot of great people supporting us, landowners, land managers, guides, outfitters, a host of those folks. And without their generous support on the ground as well, it wouldn't all be possible. So funding is always needed as well, and I appreciate your comments along that line. So thanks again. Appreciate it, John.
My pleasure. Planning a day at the range or plinking targets with your friends, or maybe you're looking to do some small game hunting with a rimfire rifle. Either way, they're going to be impressed when you show up with a Henry Golden Boy lever action rifle. This beauty has a brass light finish, a wooden stock and grip, and a blue 20-inch octagon barrel that makes this rifle handle great, and it is accurate too, especially for offhand shooting. Want to up your Golden Boy rifle game? You can order a deluxe engraved edition or one with a personalized inscription. Like every rifle manufactured by Henry Repeating Arms, this has a lifetime guarantee. Find out more about the world-famous Golden Boy rifle and order a free catalog, too, at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com for Henry Repeating Arms, made in America, and a proud sponsor of America Outdoors Radio.
When you think of WorkSharp knife and tool sharpeners, you probably think of sharpeners for the shop or the field, but WorkSharp has a whole lineup of sharpeners for the kitchen, too. We're talking about everything from easy-to-use manual and electric knife sharpeners to ceramic honing rods, whetstones, and the new rolling knife sharpener, an innovative manual sharpener that will do wonders for your cutlery. Make sure there's never a dull moment in your kitchen. Check out the entire product line and order today at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com. Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Celebrate the extraordinary women in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch Sunday, May 12th. Seatings are available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy a savory prime rib dinner with a wide variety of sides and desserts for only $45 plus fees per person. Every mom deserves a day as special as she is. All ages welcome, reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop is the state of Wisconsin. That's the home of Adam Rasmussen. If you were paying attention to the Bassmaster Classic this year, you were probably paying attention to Adam Rasmussen. It was his first Classic ever, but he landed in second place, just 3 pounds behind the winner this year. What an incredible performance. Adam, congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, it's my pleasure, and congratulations on that $50,000 paycheck, not the $300,000 paycheck that went to the winner, but still very impressive. And I've got to ask, it's your first Classic. You've only been trying to get into the Classic for a couple of years now. Were you intimidated at all, you know, fishing against the likes of Hank Cherry, Jason Christie, who was the odds-on favorite, Brandon Polnick, or some of the other big names there?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. At first, it was intimidating. Jason Christie was boat 13. I was boat 12. Like, we're sitting right next to each other in the morning. And, yeah, he's a scary dude. Like, the guy is an excellent angler. You know, he's had success all over the board. And we're on his lake, so... You know, things were a little intimidating until, you know, once we took off that first morning, all that went away. Like, it was time to do my job and put the five biggest bass I could in my life while on my Vexus and take them for a ride to Tulsa. And it definitely helped being in third place on day one. I think I weighed like 19.5. So having that good first day definitely helped. It put everything else at ease. And I kind of forgot about, you know, some of the other people that are fishing. And end of the day, like, we're all the same. We all work very hard, and, you know, this is the sport that we love. So, you know, those guys aren't any different. They've just, they've been at it a little bit longer and had some really good success. So we're all the same people.
What was your key to success for doing as well as you did? I mean, again, 3 days, you weighed in 55-pound bag. That's really impressive.
Yeah, so I kind of kept it fairly simple. You know, Grand Lake is generally a shallower fishery as far as how you're going to catch them, especially the time of year we're there in the springtime. But dirty, stained water. So I knew that all my fishing was going to be done in less than 15 feet of water. So I just approached it, you know, basically try to find the right kind of points that they're going to stage on and... you know, other objects they could stage on before they move up into these pockets to spawn, which were brush piles. So I kind of went at it with a 1-2 punch, you know, fished a jig in the brush piles, and I'd fish a spinnerbait on those secondary points that they're holding on as well.
I understand electronics played a key role, especially when it came to those brush piles, and your electronics come from Humminbird, Minn Kota, don't they?
They do, yeah. So I spent quite a bit of time staring at my apexes, you know, graphing around side imaging, marking brush piles. I think I marked close to 500 piles in the areas that I knew the fish, you know, should be or should be coming to. Along with that, like, when I'd go and fish, you know, I always rely on my Mega 360. You know, some of those fish weren't up off the bottom where you could see them with your Mega Live or forward-facing sonar. I can see them on my 360 when they're tight to the bottom. So I could see some of those fish around those brush piles, and then I would use my Mega Live, you know, just to dial my cast in. You know, I don't need to cast 80 feet when the brush pile is 60 feet from my boat, and I don't need to waste any cast. So that allowed me to put my jig right in the pile, not wasting any time throughout the day, and it just makes you more efficient throughout your day on the water.
I've got to ask about the jig and the spinnerbait. Exactly what were you using and what color?
Just a homemade jig, you know, half to three-quarter ounce depending on the wind and water depth, you know, anything brown, green pumpkin. And then on the back of that, kind of the whole key, and I've made quite a bit of money in the last couple of years on it, is the Crush City Cleanup Craw. Just a green pumpkin craw. It's an awesome trailer. You can use it as a trailer on anything, so it's just a good item to keep in your boat to have a lot of bases covered. And then on the spinnerbait, I just fished, you know, a half ounce or three quarter ounce spinnerbait, chartreuse and white with a gold Colorado blade. And then one thing I like to do on the spinnerbait is put some sort of swim bait on there. I think it helps them inhale that bait better and kind of gets rid of the need for a trailer hook then. So, you know, for that application, I went with the Crush City 3-inch Mayer and hung that on the back of it, and, you know, never missed a fish on the spinnerbait all week because of that.
Let's talk about your journey to the Classic. You're a fishing guide, you know,
yep,
in Wisconsin. How did you go from fishing guide to getting to the Bassmaster Classic?
You know, I've always kind of had a dream to fish a Classic someday, as well as make the Elite Series. You know, those are my two goals. However, like, guiding was first and foremost. That's how I, you know, pay my bills every month is 100% off the guiding, and I've been doing that since high school. This will be my 21st year of guiding and multiple species. You know, I'm not just a bass guide. I'm hardly a bass guide at all, actually. I do more walleye trips and salmon and trout. And then when I moved to Sturgeon Bay here, I started doing more bass trips just because we're in like one of the smallmouth meccas of the country. So multiple species with that. And then I also guide in the wintertime for walleyes and whitefish on the ice.
What's the name of your guide service if folks want to go fishing with one of the best bass anglers in the world? How do they do that?
So it's Rasmussen Outdoors. We do have a website that has all of the opportunities on there, from, you know, walleyes, bass to trout and salmon, and it's www.rasmussenoutdoors.com. And all the information's on there. You know, if you like to book a trip, give me a call or shoot me a text or an email, whatever is easiest. And obviously, I don't have a ton of time now that I'm doing more tournaments, but definitely see what I have open to get you on a schedule. And I do have some other people that work for me as well that, you know, they've all been trained by me. So just like you're fishing with me, but it's not me.
Okay, I'll give that to you, but it would be a real treat to fish with you, I got to tell you, Adam. But getting back to your journey to the Classic, how did you qualify?
So last May 2023, I won the Bassmaster Open at Lake Wheeler. And if you win an Open, that qualifies you for the Bassmaster Classic. So it was pretty crazy at that time to think that I was going to the Classic. However, I was so busy with, you know, finishing off the season and other stuff. I honestly never thought about the Classic until I was on my way there from Sandy Cooper, which was the last Open I fished right before the Classic. I knew I didn't want to put any pressure on myself thinking about it and getting carried away with that. So I kind of just blocked it out of my head. And then, when I got there, it got real fast.
Wow. These Opens, they are not cheap to fish. What's the entry fees?
Entry fees in the Opens are, I believe this year, they're $2,000 a piece. But then with your expenses to go do 9 tournaments, you know, you're looking at $45,000 to $50,000 with all your lodging, gas, entry fees, all that good stuff.
Well, thank goodness you had a title sponsor to help you out. And who was that?
Yeah, this spring we worked out a deal with SodaSense, and it's actually it's a company that refills the CO2 bottles for like an in-home soda maker. So people that have an in-home soda maker can go to SodaSense's website and sign up for a refill program, and they'll send you full bottles, and you send your old bottles back on a prepaid label, box them up, ship them back, and then, you know, they'll have that stuff at your door on a monthly basis. So kind of a cool company taking advantage of like soda machines and, you know, less waste. You don't have to stock your house up with soda. If you're a soda drinker, you can buy all the different flavors and kind of make carbonated drinks however you like them. So it's kind of a cool deal.
I would say so. And on that note, we got to wrap things up. But folks, if you follow the Bass Opens, keep an eye on Adam Rasmussen. He's a dark horse that came out of nowhere to end up in second place at the Classic. And I suspect he's going to do great things again this season. Adam, thanks so much for the time today on America Outdoors Radio.
Not a problem. Thank you.
This portion of the show was brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. They're the fine folks out of Ashland, Oregon, who make knife and tool sharpeners that you can use whether you're hunting or fishing or camping or maybe in your shop, maybe in your kitchen, for all of the knives and tools you need sharpened every day when you work and play. WorkSharp tools can be found online at WorkSharpTools.com, or you can find them in sporting goods stores and hardware stores all over our great nation. Just look for WorkSharp products to sharpen your knives and your tools, because nothing is worse than trying to get the job done right with a dull blade.
I'm Anthony Imparato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. Made in America or not made at all. And backed by a lifetime guarantee. Order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. Go to henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you, and God bless America.
In today's news, I'm cooking a brisket. Let's go to Jill at my house to see how it's going.
This is your house and you brought me and the crew to check on your brisket?
That's correct, Jill. How's it looking?
This is a Camp Chef Woodwind Wi-Fi. You know you can check your cook right from your phone, right?
I didn't know that was an option, Jill. Well, never mind. But before you leave, can you feed the dog?
What? No, no.
When we get back, why is my check engine light on? The answer may shock me.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. Our next stop is Tillamook on the north coast of Oregon. That's where we get to talk to Rebecca Jones, who reeled in a record fish the other day. Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So I understand that fishing is fairly new to you. You are a woman that's in your early 40s, but you didn't learn about fishing from your mom or your dad or your grandpa or uncle, did you?
No, I certainly did not grow up doing any of that.
So tell me a little bit about how you got into fishing, and then we'll talk about this fish that you caught.
So I have always had an interest for pretty much anything outdoors. I'm a fifth generation Oregonian, grew up on 100 acres, but never was given, you know, the skill set for hunting and fishing. So later in life, when I wanted to go out and do things on my own, I just started by buying, you know, the gear that I needed. And so I would have to say some of the first fishing that I ever did was just fishing for trout. And then it grew from there. And then I, in my life, happened to come up on some people that were willing to teach me things like, you know, fishing for salmon and et cetera. And so when I moved to Tillamook, my partner taught me how to go rock fishing, and that's how I ended up with the catch we're going to be talking about today.
So you were fishing right off the jetty at Tillamook Bay near Garibaldi, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
And you were fishing for rockfish, and tell me what your setup was.
So I just actually used a rod that was set up for salmon steelhead. It's a comfortable one for me. I had been using something much bigger before that wasn't working, so braided line, and I think 20-pound test, and I did have a double hook leader on, but I kept losing my gear, so I just changed it to single with sand shrimp, and that's what I caught this fish on. And it's really simple, and to be honest, I don't know a lot about, like, a bunch of various different ways to set it up. What I knew was I kept losing gear, and I just wanted to fish. The bite was on, and I was getting anxious to just keep getting it out there. So that's what I was using the day that I caught this fish.
So I'm guessing you were not fishing this under a bobber, but you probably had like a pyramid weight that was keeping it anchored on the bottom?
I had a 3-ounce sinker, not a pyramid weight, but yeah.
Okay. So you said you kept losing your gear. Were you losing your gear or were you losing your bait because fish were stealing it?
Both. Both, very much so.
Well, that can be
and
frustrating.
I was using that magic,
understand that.
You know, the magic line to wrap it up in. And so I'd feel it like they just kept biting and biting and, you know, the bait feeds. And so I'd pull that up or sometimes, you know, it would be fish on and it would, you know, go into the rocks and I'd lose it that way. So it was an exciting, you know, couple hours that I was out there. It was just action the entire time. And so I think that was what was making me anxious. I knew they were out there. I was the only one fishing out there. It's a beautiful day. And that's when I switched to the single because it takes me time to set it up because I am a novice. So that's why I ended up with.
So you got this sand trip on a single hook. You send it out there again. And then this record fish bites. Tell me about the fish and the fight.
Yeah, absolutely. So I felt the bite like I had been all day. So, and then at that point, I was like, oh, okay, you know, here it is. I'm going to wait a little bit and see, you know, if it's really on. So I felt the fight a little bit and then it stopped. And I thought, oh gosh, okay, you know, I'm just going to sit and wait again and see what I feel. And then I felt it again and I was like, well, I'm going to, you know, just see what's on there. I'd been getting small greenling, you know, less than 12 inches, just, you know, sending stuff back in. And so, you know, it gave a little bit of a fight. And because the tide was pretty low, I was pretty close, you know, to the water on the rocks there. And I just very actually easily pulled this up. It wasn't a big fight at all. And then I saw its face. And that's where I was like, what is this?
So,
what is
folks,
this ugly thing?
The fish that Rebecca caught, and I literally thought this was an April Fool's Day press release from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, because Rebecca caught this fish on April Fool's Day, April 1st. It's called a monkey face prickleback, and it looks like an eel, and it's got a face like a monkey. And this one weighed 4.8 pounds, and they're only found along the Oregon coast, according to the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, in just a few places. And this is not only a new state record, but it's a pending world record at 4.8 pounds. So I've got to ask you, you pull this thing out of the water, and you're probably thinking the same thing I would have. What the heck is this? How'd you figure out what it was?
It was a phone-a-friend moment. Send a picture. What is this? And so, you know, and then I learned from there. And so when I pulled this fish out, you know, it wasn't really flopping around a bunch or anything like that. So I was able to get a quick picture and send that off. And then, you know, I was told what it was. And of course, then it starts, you know, flopping around and I have to sit on it because it is half the size of me. You know, I'm 5'4" and this was 28 inches. And then I start to, you know, research more, but I have, of course, like, you know, all the fish on my hands and it's hard to research and, you know, get this fish in and all of that. But yeah, the more I started looking into it, the more I realized like, wow, I really got something here.
So did you take it to like Tillamook Sporting Goods and have it weighed on their scale or what'd you do next?
Yeah, I tried to do that, and oh gosh, they were so friendly. And by the way, shout out to them. That's where I bought my stuff that day that I went out. But I did, you know, my partner Jasper said, why don't you take it on in there? And so they said that they didn't weigh that there, and that may be at another sporting goods store. But it was getting late, and I needed to get home. And the other place they recommended was closed, so I ended up just taking it home and using a scale. So the IGFA, I can send that scale in and they can certify the scale for me that I used.
Oh.
So there's a few different regulations you need to save your, you know, your leader, your line, basically what you use to catch the fish. You need to be able to send that in and also have a certified scale, some pictures, things like that. So I'll be sending that scale in. So that's why the world record would be pending. And it's through the IGFA that would certify.
That is really interesting. I mean, I've always known that you need a certified scale, and most people go to a sporting goods store or a bait shop or even a grocery store to do that. I never knew you could use your own scale at home and just send in the scale and get that certified. That is a real tidbit that I think most of our listeners never knew before.
That's what I was looking at. So I'm waiting for a phone call back from them. I did talk to somebody there that had told me I would potentially be able to send that in, and then they do have on their website, you know, what you would need to be able to do. And it looks like I'm able to send that one in. But regardless, I have it weighed, and I know. But I think the certification thing is it'll be a fun thing if that were to come through.
So what did you end up doing with the fish?
Well, I ate it. Of course, I love to cook. I'm a foodie, you know, and I did all of the measuring and everything that I felt like I needed to do, all of the documentation, happy pictures, yay, you know. And then, yeah, I filleted it out and I cooked it and I ate it and it was delicious.
And I think that was the next question I was going to ask, and all of our listeners are going to ask, exactly what does a monkey face prickleback taste like?
So it tastes like a regular rockfish, a lean cod. It has the texture of lobster. I think the texture was the thing that I was most surprised about. It's even almost like chicken, you know, so it definitely tastes like a white fish, but it's the texture that was surprising to me. So lobster would be the closest thing that I could come to explain that.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. Monkey face prickleback, a very tasty fish, hard to find, but you can do so on the Oregon coast. And congratulations to you, Rebecca, for catching a world record. And folks, if you want to find out more about heading towards Tillamook and fishing in this area or crabbing in the air or climbing in the area, it's a wonderful destination. Trust me on this. I've been there several times. Absolutely love it. The website to go to find guides, to find places to go fish and crab and clam and things to do. Very simple. TillamookCoast.com. That's TillamookCoast.com. Plan your trip to the Northern Oregon coast. And who knows? Maybe you'll catch a monkey face prickleback too. Rebecca, congratulations again, and thanks so much for sharing your story with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you so much.
In other news, I think a lot of you are aware that we podcast this show a few days after it airs, and you can hear it on most of your regular podcast platforms. Just look for America Outdoors Radio. But something that we haven't really done before is to put the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio in podcast format. Now, this show is heard exclusively on Seattle Sports Radio, FM 93.3 KJR. And it includes not just the show that you're hearing today, but also 13 minutes of extra content that's dedicated to fishing, hunting, and other outdoors issues in the Pacific Northwest, to include fishing and hunting reports, too. You are now going to get a chance to hear this edition of America Outdoors Radio because of our partnership with Sportsman's Cove Lodge. They've got a brand new YouTube channel, and you can find it at youtube.com/@thecovenetwork. That's right, youtube.com/@thecovenetwork, or just look for The Cove Sportsman's Network on YouTube, and you'll find not only my podcast, but some great information about our friends at Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska. On that note, it is time to go, but here's hoping you are blessed in the days ahead, and here's hoping you get out there for some fishing and maybe some turkey hunting too, or whatever else floats your proverbial boat. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. We are learning more now about the probe into President Biden's classified documents case.
Democratic donors covered more than $1 million in legal fees racked up by attorneys representing Joe Biden during the special counsel's probe into his handling of classified documents. The payments were disclosed in regular campaign finance reports to the Federal Election Commission. News of the payments comes after the Biden campaign has repeatedly criticized Donald Trump over the extensive use of donor funds to cover his legal bills stemming from four criminal indictments. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden has become increasingly critical of Israel's handling of the war. Former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, tries to assess the administration's approach to the Jewish state.
I think they want to maintain a level of military supplies, a certain amount of diplomatic support, a certain amount, so they can say to pro-Israel voters, Democratic voters, look, we had criticism, but we've maintained these fundamental policies.
Dr. Oren was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also at townhall.com, a dirty doctor found guilty of tainting IV bags at a surgical center where he worked in Texas.
The Dallas anesthesiologist was convicted for injecting a nerve-blocking agent and other drugs into bags of intravenous fluid, which led to the death of a coworker and caused cardiac emergencies for several patients. The 60-year-old man faces up to 190 years in prison after evidence presented at trial showed numerous patients at Surgicare North Dallas suffered cardiac emergencies during routine medical procedures performed by various doctors between May and August of 2022. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with the feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
The Biden administration's environmental agenda imposing some new costs on the energy industry. Correspondent George Williams explains.
Oil and gas companies will pay more to drill on federal lands, and they'll have to meet stronger requirements to clean up older abandoned wells. That's the result of a new rule from the Interior Department finalized Friday. It raises royalty rates for oil drilling by more than one-third to over 16.5% to comply with the sweeping 2022 climate law approved by Congress. The previous rate was 12.5%, lower than what many states and private landowners had charged, but it had remained stable for a century. George Williams reporting.
Pittsburgh officials say a large group of barges broke loose, floated down the Ohio River, damaging a marina and causing bridge closures before the boats were finally pinned to the riverbank. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Denmark wants to give a motorcycle club the boot.
Denmark's government says it wants a court to formally dissolve the Danish arm of the Bandidos Motorcycle Club, citing the group's violent behavior. Under Denmark's constitution, an organization that promotes or incites violence can be dissolved by court order, meaning that it would be illegal for the group to have clubhouses, hold meetings, or wear their insignias. In recent years, members of the Bandidos in Denmark have been jailed for murder, attempted murder, assault, and drug-related crimes. John Scott reporting.
Authorities in Central Florida believe they have found the body of a woman who was taken in a carjacking. Seminole County authorities say 31-year-old Catherine Alta Gracia Guerrero was kidnapped at gunpoint Thursday at an intersection near Orlando. Investigators found what they believe was the woman's burning SUV with her body just outside of Orlando. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
B93. We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation Radio with Mark Angelides.
Now, the flip side of that coin is, of course, much like the Fonnie Willis prosecution in Georgia, perhaps it's done more damage to the progressive campaign to cancel Donald Trump than it has to Donald Trump's electoral prospects. So that's all fascinating grist for the mill, I think.
Liberty Nation Radio.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your beagle behaving a bit too bossy? Do your Persians seem a little paranoid? Are your terriers in need of some deep therapy? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really, really learn to understand your dog or cat's behavior, well, almost as well as they understand your behavior. If you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to find out how to resolve any issues with your dog or cat, or your cat and dog want to find out any issues that they're having with you, great time to give me a call. Just a reminder, we'll be asking and helping you out with things like housebreaking, chewing, jumping, barking, digging, humping, scratching, not using a litter box. Your dog doesn't get along with the dog next door. Your cat's not thrilled about your new boyfriend. Get the idea, folks, right? That's what we do here on The Pet Show, and that's what we've been doing for over four decades, is helping people cope with their pet's behavior, and a lot more likely, helping pets cope with their people behavior, which is not always that easy to do. If you have a question or comment about your dog or cat's behavior, a great time to give me a call if you want to find out why they're chewing, jumping, humping. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. I got some stuff to give away on the show as well. So if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat's behavior, or just want to brag about a dog or cat you rescued, I'd love to hear from you. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to The Pet Show. Let me tell you what's coming up on today's show, but as always, your questions, your comments, your stories are always my priority. But let me tell you what I have planned for today's show, and we'll try to get to as much of it as we possibly can. All right, hear me out. A brand new study reveals that cats fall into one of five personality types. So what personality type is your cat? Find out coming up a little bit later. I think you're going to be surprised at some of the personality types that they've picked out. Also coming up on today's show, listen carefully. Watch what you say. You know, your dogs may remember a lot more than you give them credit for. So what is episodic memory? Episodic memory, and how does it relate to your dogs? Be careful what you say in front of your dogs. I'm telling you, they do not forget. Also coming up on today's show, I know a lot of people out there have gone through this. If you've ever lived with a teenage dog or a teenage cat, remember, just like teenage humans, they may find all different ways to annoy you and what gets them the most attention. So is your dog or a cat a juvenile delinquent? Give me a call. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Also coming up on today's show, and this kind of ties into the question of the day as well. What if science allowed you to ask your dogs and cats questions? What questions would you ask them? As always, plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is jumping, maybe they're chewing, maybe that rescue cat scratched your favorite couch, not using a litter box, that beautiful puppy you brought home isn't housebroken, your cat doesn't get along with other cats, your dog doesn't get along with other dogs, or your dog just literally believes that if he sees it, he's got to hump it, give me a call. That's what this show is all about, helping you resolve any issues that you might be having with your pets and any issues your pets may be having with you. Again, the phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I do have some Lucy pet food to give away on today's show. I do have some kitty lickies to give away on today's show as well. Maybe a copy or two of my best-selling books or a t-shirt. So great time to give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. So the question of the day is pretty simple. What would you ask your dogs or cats? What question would you ask your dogs and cats if you had that opportunity? Am I a good guardian? Do I treat you well? Do I love you enough? Do I feed you enough? Do I spend enough time with you? Do I spoil you? What questions would you ask your dogs and cats? I want to know. Give me a call. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to The Pet Show. And as I said, I do have a few things to give away on today's show as well. So if you have a question or comment, great time to give me a call. Broadcasting today from beautiful Peoria, Arizona. Yeah, that's where I am, pure Arizona. I'm now living in Arizona once again. I guess they kicked me out of California, sent me to Arizona. When I lived in Arizona, they kicked me out of Arizona, sent me back to California. Now I'm back in Arizona. I don't know where I'm like a nomad out here. 877-725-8255. Let me get right to the phones, take a few questions. You have plenty of time for your calls, and I got a few things to give away as well. But right now, let me go to Lori. Hey, Lori, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. How are you?
I am super. How are you doing in beautiful Lawndale, California?
Good. It's kind of cold over here a little bit.
don't be complaining to me about the cold. It was 94 degrees yesterday. But yeah. Everyone's saying, don't worry about it, Warren. It's a dry heat. Dry heat, my butt. Dry heat is heat. It's like a blowtorch is dry heat, too. But anyway, I love Arizona. Yeah. What a great state to live in. Anyway, what can I do for you?
Just want to tell you that I recently, in February, it was February 27th, I put down my cat, Henry. He was
sorry.
Thank you. We figured he was about 16, maybe 18 years old because he came to me. He adopted me like 7 years ago, and he was from the streets, and he had a lot of scratches and cut up on, you know, markings, scratch up on his face. Scars on his face from fighting.
So he was a battle hardened cat from the outdoors.
Yes. And at first he did not want to be picked up or touched, and I just kept working with him every day, brushing him and combing him and picking him up and telling him I love him. And he came to be one of my best cats ever. He would like hug my hand and arm when he was asleep. That's how he had to sleep, by hugging my hand. And I would ask him, do you know I'm your mom and my name is Lori? And then I would always talk to him and say, it's bedtime. Are you coming to bed? And do you want your breakfast now? Do you want your lunch? And he was just the best cat. So he was one of my cats. I had another cat that I adopted when she was about 10.
Lori, it sounds to me like what you're talking about here, and it's so important to get this point across, is that, you know, very often we adopt a dog or we adopt a cat. Sometimes they come with some behaviors. Either they were never taught properly, they were never socialized or exposed. But you give them the time. If you give them the time to decompress, if you give them the time to adapt, if you spend the time with them socializing and exposure, these dogs and cats that have had such a hard time in the beginning turn out to be absolutely incredible companions, don't they?
Yes.
So your recommendation be, if you're looking for a new pet, go adopt from a shelter, rescue, or even off the streets.
Yes.
So, Lori, you have no pets now, Lori?
No, I'm not ready.
Well, you know, when you're ready, you'll know you're ready. It's, you know, you have to agree. Everyone has to go through it in their own time. When you're ready, you're ready. But that was a great call, by the way, Lori. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for calling.
You have a great day.
You too. You have a great day too. You know, it's so amazing to me. And I guess the reason I've been doing this show for decades is because it's like therapy for me. You know, people used to say, Warren, you're absolutely crazy. You can't love animals that much. You can't be treat animals better than people. You can't. They would say this stuff to me. By doing this show for over four decades, I think it's 44 years now on this show, and even longer than that on Regis and Kathleen, the Today Show on the TV, it's amazing to me how this is kind of like therapy because you guys make me feel normal. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. The question of the day is really pretty simple. What question would you ask your dogs or cats or horses if you had the opportunity to ask your pet a question? What question would you ask them? Give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. I do have some Lucy pet food to give away. I do have some kitty lickies to give away as well, and maybe a T-shirt or a copy of the book. 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break, then we'll get back to Dwight and all your phone calls. You know, you're listening to The Pet Show, and many of you, and you're not just listeners, you're my friends. You know, without you, I'm not normal. So you are my buddies out there. But I want to share this with you because I really want you to help out this group. I have known about Delta Rescue for a long, long time, and people are always asking me, Warren, where should I donate? Listen to me carefully. if you were absolutely positive, I mean absolutely positive, that every single dollar you donated, you can really literally change the destiny of dogs and cats that were deserted by horrible guardians, thrown out of cars and streets and forests and woods all across America. Isn't that a legacy that you'd want to leave behind? Of course it is. There's no doubt in my mind that my listeners would want to leave that legacy behind. For over 44 years now, Delta Rescue and my friend Leo Grillo could never do the absolutely life-saving, amazing, incredible, I don't know what other word to use, the work they do every day without you, my listeners, and your generous support. I want you to listen to me carefully. From saving lives, and Delta Rescue actually provides lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats. Delta is the group, in my opinion, that does deserve your dollars. That's why I decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals when now. It'll avoid fundraising costs and actually provide tax benefits. It's a win-win-win situation. Delta Rescue, by the way, happens to be a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and every day they prove that your donation dollars are doing what they should be doing, helping the animals directly. But I get it. You may not be ready to make long-range plans. Every donation, every one, big, small, doesn't make any difference, is a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs and cats and horses not just happy, not just healthy, not just safe, but actually loved. That's important to me, loved for the first time in their life. I want you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Don't wait. They need you now. DeltaRescue.org. I want you to read the stories of these individual pets and how they were thrown away in the past but are now rescued and living great at Delta. Then ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate plan like I did, or to make a donation. No matter what the size, it helps. So go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Or if you prefer, you can text them directly to dogs to 801-801. That's dogs to 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess I'll never know.
You know, when I started Hugs and Kisses over 30 years ago, before websites, before .coms, our 800 number was born. And my promise to you is that you will always have your questions about any products I mention answered by a Hugs and Kisses counselor. Now, you're certainly welcome to visit our website, thepetshow.com, but you know, it's not the only way to order. We welcome every single call, and we promise to follow up your message with a prompt reply. Remember the good old days when you could ask questions without being directed to a website, an app, or a QR code? Just leave your product questions, and a counselor will call you back. So many of our 800 number calls are delighted at speaking with a knowledgeable and friendly Hugs and Kisses counselor. So jot down this number, 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430 in the word hugs. Visit thepetshow.com and call us with your product questions at 1-800-430-4847.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals, and I want them to live a long life. That's why I developed the Lucy Pet Formulas for Life dog and cat food. Breakthrough nutritional advancements in prebiotics have proven to play a key role in natural immunity. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life is the only food with prebiotic balanced fiber that promotes gut health, the first line of defense to staying healthy. You are what you eat, and that goes for your pets too. So please try Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Join Tolkien's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCN. Big and exciting changes are underway.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since
1965. And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Coming up, what type of personality is your cat? A new study says there are five different cat personalities. How much does your dog really remember? What is episodic memory? That coming up as well. And if you had the opportunity to ask your dog or cat or horse, whatever pet you have, a question, what question would you ask your pet? Give me a call. That number, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. Right now, let's go to Ed. Hi, Ed. Welcome to the Pet Show. Hey, Ed. Oh, Ed. Is there no Ed? Ed. All right, so there's no Ed. So let's bypass that. Ed disappeared on us. So let's go to Dwight in beautiful Kingman, Arizona. Hey, Dwight, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hello, my name is Mike. I'm sorry.
Oh, Mike. That's okay. That's okay. Yeah. Listen, it's on my computer. It could be anything. Anyway, Mike, what can I do for you?
I have three rescue cats. I've had two of them are females. I've had them for now 8 years. And then I just recently added a 1.5-year-old male, and I'm having a hard time introducing him into the household.
I'm assuming everyone's spayed and neutered.
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you had this male cat?
I've had him now 2 months. He's a rescue as well.
And what have you tried to do to introduce him so far?
Well, at first, when I brought him into the house, I let him loose, and he tried to attack the girls right away.
Yeah.
And so what I've done now is I've put a cage. It's a large cage, but I put a cage in there, and I put him in the cage, and I let the girls out of the room, and I try to introduce him that way.
Okay, a couple of errors. That first of all, right off the bat, the big mistake you made was letting him loose right away, because once he showed that aggressive behavior towards the female cats, they learn through association. That's going to stick with them for a while. It's not going to go away overnight. So we're going to have to kind of build on this a little bit at a time. The first thing I'm going to recommend that you do is what we call scent swapping. I don't know if you did it or not, but before you introduce any cat to another cat, they need to get used to the other one's scent first. And by that I mean what I would recommend that you do is get the scent of the male cat. You can put it on a stuffed animal, you can put it on a towel, whatever. Put that in with the female cats, and then get the scent of the female cats and put that in with the male cat. I'm not a big fan about the cat being in a cage. That's going to create more animosity. If you have no other choice, I understand it, but I'd rather see you gate him off in a room than put him in a cage where he feels confined.
I do that as well. He is gated off in a room.
Okay, good.
And his scent is in the main living quarters of the house, like the living room and the kitchen.
Yeah, but no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the scent, a strong scent of the cat in with the other cats when he's not there.
Oh, okay, so put like his bedding or something in there.
Not his bedding, either a stuffed animal with this, rub it all over the male cat, take a stuffed animal or a towel, rub it all over him, get his scent on it, bring that in with the females, and do the same thing with the females, and bring that in with the male.
Oh, okay, I can do that.
Once they get used to the scent of each other, it'll make the introduction ultimately a lot easier. But it's going to take some time now because we made a couple of really critical mistakes at the beginning. Let me do this. I don't want to rush you. So, Dwight, can I put you on hold? I got to take a break. Let me put Dwight on hold. We'll come back to Dwight.
It's Mike.
And we'll get. I'm sorry, Mike. I just this says Dwight on my computer. We'll get right back to Mike. Plenty of time for your calls. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is the Pet Show.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Hi, this is Linda
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Got a question or comment? Great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Coming up, we're going to take a look at the five personality types of cats, according to a new study. I don't know if I agree. We'll find out coming up in a little bit. Also coming up, how much do your dogs really remember? Do you got to be careful what you say in front of them? And have you ever lived with a teenage dog? My parents lived with me. Remember, just like teenage humans, they may find what annoys you and what gets them the most attention. Is your dog a juvenile delinquent? Give me a call. Let me know. Any other questions you may have, jumping, humping, digging? The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Before that last break, we were talking to my friend Mike in Kingman, Arizona, that has, I believe, Mike, you said you had two female cats and one new male that you adopted, and the male cat was aggressive towards the female, so now we want to try to kind of make a reintroduction in a more positive way. So the first thing I recommended was the scent swapping. That's critical right off the bat. The second thing I'm going to recommend, and I usually call this like first cat psychology, and this is real important, Mike, also, is that what I would try to do is, I don't know if there's anyone else living in the family with you or in the home with you, but if you can have one person hold one of the female cats and one person hold the male cat in the same room at opposite ends, just let them know they're in the same room. Do that for a couple of minutes. Once they ignore each other, put them away, forget about it. But every time you end in a positive note, you get closer and closer and closer. That's number one. Number two is probably the most important thing that you can do is when you have a lot of cats together or a lot of kids together, a lot of anything together, is distraction sometimes is the best way to go. So when you have the male cat and the female cats together, I would make sure there are cardboard boxes and paper bags and organic catnip, all of these things in that same room with you, so the male cat has a choice. But the bottom line here is, and it's going to take some time, you made that introduction at the beginning, and because they learn through association, they're remember that introduction, and it wasn't a positive one, but little by little, they will come around, and eventually you will come home and find them sleeping in the whisker to whisker. But don't get frustrated. Just remember, work on it a little bit at a time. Just make sure that every time they're together, you end in a positive note, and really focus in terms of that that first pet psychology and that scent swapping, and I think you're going to be fine down the road, Mike.
That sounds great. Yeah, and you gave me some great ideas. I have been trying to introduce them slowly in the same room together, and I do have a bedroom set up for the male, so when I do keep, I do let the cats rotate in and out, separately into the main house. So I do have their pet
Oh, so you're kind of a little bit ahead of the game at this point. But how many is there a neutral? In other words, when you have the two cats together, what I'd like to see that is I'd like to see it kind of more of in a neutral room, not in the room where the male is, not in the room where the females are, but kind of a neutral turf. Sometimes neutral turf is the best way to go.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Is using the living room as a neutral turf, because I have the two females in my bedroom with me, and then I have a second bedroom that the male is in, and I, like I said, during the day I let the male out when I'm at work, and he has the room of the house and his bedroom, and then in the evenings I put him in his room, and then I let the females out, and then I do bring the male out, and you know the females are sitting on the couches or whatever, and I have him, and I'm holding him, and
You're on target. Just don't lose your patience. It's not going to happen overnight, but little by little they will come around. And to help them get through it, Mike, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send some kitty lickies. When they're together in the room, give them some of the kitty licky treats so they're associated on what they're getting versus each other. And a little distraction goes a long way. But be patient. Little by little they will come around, I promise. Hey, great time to give me a call. I got plenty of time to answer your question. I got a few things to give away on the Pet Show, Lucy Pet Food. I just gave away some kitty lickies. Maybe I'll give away a T-shirt or two. I don't know. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Come on, guys. The question of the day is pretty simple. If you had the opportunity to ask your dog or cats a question, what question would you ask your dog or cat? Do you love me? Am I good? Am I bad? Do I feed you enough? Am I a good mommy? Am I a good daddy? Am I a horrible mommy? Am I mommy dearest? Give me a call. Let me know. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I'd love to hear. It was kind of interesting. My Los Angeles audience was kind of right on target with this, and it's kind of interesting, some of the questions. Do you love mommy? Do you love daddy? Did mommy treat you properly? Do I get you enough? Do I bring you enough gifts? Great questions. By the way, the phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me do this. Let me take a break. When we come back, Tony in Minnesota, we'll get to you. We'll get to all your calls, 877-725-8255. Also coming up on today's show, though, we're going to talk not only about teenage dogs and the five personality types of your cat, but I want to talk to you. You know, when I was studying in Europe, I really want to go over the memory of your dog, because a lot of people think that their dogs forget. Their dogs don't remember what they did or what they didn't do, but they do remember, but they remember in a little bit of a different way than we remember. So we'll talk about that. We'll answer all your questions, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then we'll get back to all of your phone calls right after this. Hey, you know, if you, and I know you do, love your dogs and cats, you want to make sure that you give them everything that they need to stay healthy. And one of those products is a Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats. And you can check out the Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats. You can go to Walmart.com. I think Amazon may be out of them, but that's just temporary. We'll get them back in soon. But the Hugs and Kisses is one way to approach it. But I want to give you some input on a special thing that's going on my specific website page. If you go to thepetshow.com, and don't forget thepetshow.com. You know, for years, I would give away Nature Vet products. And the company was recently bought, but I do have some Nature Vet products available at my site. And they're great products. And here's the deal. I've never done this before. If you go to my website, thepetshow.com, and you order Nature Vet products and Nature Vet products only, we're having a BOGO sale. I have to ask, what does BOGO mean? It's buy one, get one free, whether it be arthritis, whether it be calming your pet down, allergies. Go to my website, thepetshow.com. But again, don't forget that, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847. Ask about the BOGO sale for Nature Vet products, available only at my website, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation Radio with Mark Angelides.
Now, the flip side of that coin is, of course, much like the Fonnie Willis prosecution in Georgia, perhaps it's done more damage to the progressive campaign to cancel Donald Trump than it has to Donald Trump's electoral prospects. So that's all fascinating grist for the mill, I think.
Liberty Nation Radio.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up. I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, writes your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local NAPA Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Wow, we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Are you guys afraid to answer my question? Is what question would you ask your dog or a cat if you had the opportunity to ask them a question? Come on now. I would ask my dogs or cats a lot of things, but I'm not going to tell you what I would ask them. All right, let me get right back to the jamming phone lines here. We're going to start out with Tony in Minnesota, then we're going to Vermont, then we're going to Washington State. But right now, it's Tony in Hibbing, Minnesota. Do I have that right, Tony?
Yes, sir.
Hibbing, Minnesota, what can I do for you?
Well, I'd want to ask my dog if he actually thinks he's the boss of the house. It's either me or him, so...
It's him. You know it's him, Tony. Come on. if your dog had a thumb, he'd be calling me, asking me questions about your behavior.
I always say the thumb thing. That's a big one, yes.
There you go.
I like to play the flashlight game with him.
Yeah.
You know, he chases the flashlight, but now he likes the disco ball, and he... But he seems compulsive with it. He'll stare at the wall for 10 minutes after we're done playing. Even the next day, he'll go back to that same spot and stare where that light was. Can it be bad for him to
Tony, let me give you some news here, okay? First of all, disco is dead, okay? Let me just start. Okay? There's no more. Where did you get a disco ball in 2024 is what I like to know.
Anyway, I got it from the old VFW, yeah.
Well, bless you for your service, by the way. Speaking of that, I went to the traveling, healing wall yesterday, Vietnam Memorial Wall in Arizona yesterday. I went to visit. What an incredible experience. Anyway, Tony, let me get back to what I was talking about. Here's the scenario. You made a major error. That flashlight game, I don't know who told you to play the flashlight game. I don't know where you got the idea of the flashlight game being a good idea. But by having the dog chase something that he can't get is really making the dog neurotic. Therefore, the neurotic behavior turns into compulsive behavior with the disco ball. Whatever you're going to do, if you're going to teach your dog to chase something, have him chase something he can see, smell, or taste, not something that he can't. That's where the problem created from. So I would back off a little bit right now on the disco ball, put it away, put the flashlight away, work on some good basic training and education with the dog, because the resolution to your problem is not really a resolution as much as it is the fact that the situation was created because we're making the dog neurotic. It's like promising someone that you will do something for it and it never gets done, and then just you keep promising and promising and promising. Compulsive behavior is not good for humans. It's not good for pets. And I think in this case, Tony, when in doubt, any good therapist will tell you blame mom and dad. So, Tony, I'm going to blame you on creating the problem. So back off on a disco ball, okay? Get into the country music. He'll enjoy that. Back off the disco ball. Back off the flashlight. Play games where at the end result, he's going to receive what he's chasing or what he's going for, and I think that'll make all the difference for you.
Thank you very much. Although he chases his shadow, too. He tries to eat it if he ever catches it.
Yeah, that's all part. Did he do any of this before you started with the flashlight?
Yeah, he did. He was a foster dog, and then he moved in. So
yeah, so he probably never had the opportunities. Probably for anything that excites him, anything that gets him energized, from his perspective, even chasing something like a shadow. But that compulsive behavior, I would do some advanced training with the dog. I really mean that. I'll go to my website and just do some advanced training, and not because I care whether he does this the first time or the second time, but it really helps build up the dog's confidence at that point, and I think that's really, really critical. In the meantime, don't go anywhere, Tony. Give him a hug and a kiss. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food for your dog, and that ought to stop him from chasing. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we are going to be speaking with, let's see, we got Kate in Burlington. I love Burlington, Vermont. I used to live in upstate New York. I used to go to Burlington all the time. We got Richland, Washington. We got Kankakee, Illinois. Who was that? What was that song? Coming in from Los Angeles. Oh, Kankakee. That was, oh, God, come on. What the guy's name? I'm losing my mind. Anyway, the phone number here, 877-725-ALO-GUTTY. 877-725-8255. The question of the day. Oh, Elisa's going to answer my question later on. Elisa, we'll get to you. Don't go anywhere. Elisa has the guts to answer the question. What question would you ask your dog, your cat, or your horse? The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Hey, listen, before I go to the break, let me just remind everyone. You never know where Warren's going to pop up or not pop up. It's so important that you follow my YouTube channel. It's free. No one benefits from it. I share a lot of information there, a lot of one-minute tips, two-minute tips, videos. There's even videos of there, me doing the old Mickey Mouse Club with the new Mickey Mouse Club and Regis and Kathy Lee in the Today Show. And anyway, check out youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. And I'm telling you this for a reason, because I want you to always be able to get the information that I want to share with you. So go to youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. Subscribe. It's free. Check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to all your phone calls, 877-725-8255. Listen, I know you love to feed your dog, but I know you want to make sure that your dog's getting everything it should get. And it's confusing. You go to the pet store, you watch TV, you look in the newspaper, there's dozens and dozens of different dog food with these big celebrities, and oh, this is my dog food. This is my dog food. How many of these celebrities do you think are actually involved with the dog food or just giving their name to the dog food? Or what I found out recently is that a lot of these dog food companies that spend thousands and thousands of dollars in advertising are investment groups out of New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, not interested in your dog, but they investment groups that got into the dog food business based on the fact that the dog food business was so successful. Anyway, Lucy Pet Food's different. Lucy Pet Food is manufactured right here in Southern California. Joey Herrick, my good friend, has been in the pet food business for years and years and years. The CEO, I can call him anytime. We have lunch together, dinner together. But more importantly, it's the compassion and the passionate way Lucy Pet Food's made. It's made right in their own plant. They spent millions on their own laboratory and test every ingredient as it comes in, meaning you're getting the safest and the healthiest pet food for your dogs and cats. I want you to hear from a listener and what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
Your dogs are smart there. Hey, listen, if you want the dogs to be enjoying their food as much, I want you to go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. And when you're there, you can check out the Lucy Pet Food for your dog or cat, the wet food, the dry food, the kitty lickies, hip-to-be-square treats, their dog food rolls. I'm telling you, go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. That's lucypetproducts.com. When you're there, you can mix it up, spend just $35, whatever you order, spend just $35, and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all-bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
If
I could talk to the animals, just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee.
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. We're going to have to break for the top of the hour in a minute or two, so I don't want to rush anyone, but I want to definitely get to your calls. You'll be my first four in the next hour. Kate, great call from Burlington, Vermont, a two-year-old male cat that's changed its eating habits, and that's something to be concerned about, so we'll talk to you about that. We got Richland, Washington, multiple cats with problems. Elisa, I want to get to you. I've answered my question. And we have... someone calling from the Lake of the Ozarks, one of my favorite places in Missouri. Lake of the Ozarks has a two-year-old dog with OCD. This is the second OCD question we've had today. And OCD is you know, we're busier nowadays, and sometimes our dogs will develop or our cats will develop some type of OCD behavior based on just the fact that there's even though they have all the toys in the world, they're just not receiving the same amount of time with their guardians as they used to. So we'll talk about OCD when we get to her as well. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Now, Elisa in Kankakee is the only one who's had the courage so far. We're going to get to you, I promise, to answer my question. If you could sit down and say to your dog or your cat or your horse or whatever, your bird, whatever pet you had, if you were to sit down with them and you were able to literally ask them a question, what question would that be? What would you ask your dog or cat? Do I show you enough affection? Do I lose my temper with you? Do I lose my patience? We're going to talk about that. Continue answering all of your pet and animal questions. Kate, Paula, Lisa, she don't go anywhere. The phone number, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then back to all of your phone calls. Plenty of time for your calls. Still got some great stuff to give away. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.